whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
A very special thank you to our Rock Antenna listeners. Today I get to live out a little fangirl moment because I'm here with The Offspring, with Dexter and Noodles. And so, yeah, it's nice to have you here. You have a new album in your pipeline and you're also going on tour soon, so through the USA, Australia and South Africa. So how are things going at the moment?
Going great.
Yeah.
We're gearing up to release a new record called Supercharged. It comes out October 11th. And once it's out, we're going to tour everywhere. We're going to come everywhere, including Germany, of course, and we can't wait to get out on the road and share our new music with everybody.
Really nice. So I'm happy that you also come to Germany, of course. So, yeah, you already told us that the new album is called Supercharged. What is the meaning behind the name? Do we have any or inspiration for that?
Well, I think we wanted something that expressed how energetic we feel about the band and this particular batch of songs and just kind of where we are as a band right now in the world. And we just feel very charged to go out and kick some ass. You know, supercharged, if you will.
These songs are supercharged. It's all high energy on this record. That's how we wanted to do it this time.
Yeah, I listened to it already, and I really like it, so it's good to listen to. Okay, is there any unusual story that happened during the making of the album? Any funny things going on?
There's always stuff, but yeah. I don't know, unusual. You know, we were working with Josh Fries when we started this record, and then the Foo Fighters fucking stole him. And so that's a little new. But then we ended up working out something with Brandon Pertzborn. We hired him, and he's our new drummer now. And it's worked out great. So Josh is on about the first half of the record. And Brandon is on the second half. So roughly five songs each or six songs
something
each.
Like that. Yeah. So Brandon's a great drummer and he brings a lot of new energy to the songs. And it's really cool to have him on the record.
I'm glad Dave Grohl stole our drummer.
So, but yeah, you already said that you have a new drummer. Is it hard for you to have a change within the band, or how do you deal with that?
It's always difficult whenever somebody exits the band. You know, it's like a brotherhood, and you know, so it's almost like a divorce when somebody leaves. With Josh, we kind of knew he wasn't going to be around for forever. He's always kind of bouncing around from project to project. He's such an in-demand drummer. It was, you know, he's still a good friend of ours. We love him to death and great drummer. But now we're working with Brandon, and I think, you know, it's, you know, we're better than ever.
Nice. So one of your songs is called Come to Brazil. And in our editorial office, we ask ourselves if we have an assumption and I want to verify it kind of. So why did you call the song like that?
Well, all of the Brazilian fans always say on social media, come to Brazil, come to Brazil. And no matter what we say, even if it doesn't have anything to do with Brazil, they're saying, come to Brazil. So we thought, we have to write a song called Come to Brazil because it's almost just like a joke now. It's funny.
We will announce that we're coming to Brazil and they'll say, come to Brazil.
Yeah. we're on the plane. Yeah. We're on the plane right now flying to Brazil. And they'll write, come to Brazil.
Brazil.
So you will also make it real that you really play live in Brazil.
I know. We're going to have to learn that one. That one's a brutal, you know, brutal song too. So it's going to be fast and furious.
Yeah.
You're going to have to learn that. It really is a love song to our Brazilian fans who are crazy and passionate and you know, we love playing in Brazil. We love coming to Brazil.
Nice. Okay, then we are right, actually, because that's what we thought.
Yeah.
The reason. So another question to one of your songs. So what did you want to set on fire with your song Light It Up?
Yeah, the world, really. especially the parts of it that are so frustrating and messed up right now. But really, it's kind of like a fight song. It's like, you know, we're not going to take this anymore. We're fed up. We've got a rocket on our back. You try to stop us. You can't.
You know, we all deal with frustration, you know, especially growing up and stuff. And having songs like that, when I was a kid, always made me feel better. Punk rock songs that just talked about being angry, and I'm sick of it. And it made me feel better somehow, even though it sounds like an angry song, it actually calms you down, kind of. So that's why I wanted to make a song that was like that.
Nice. Okay, we also play a lot your new single, Make It All Right. So what was your inspiration for that song?
Yes, Make It All Right. Well, you know, we've never done a song like that. It's sort of, it's almost like a sour song. It feels good. Something, you know, the idea of having someone tell you that things are going to be okay. Sometimes everyone just kind of needs that. And I thought that would be an interesting sentiment to put in a song, but it's not like they're going to hug you and bat your head. They're going to be like, come on,
yeah,
suck it up.
Punch you in the shoulder.
That sort of thing. Yeah. So it's that kind of Make It All Right.
Somebody who's rough around the edges, but still makes your life better.
Yeah, but it's a really nice song, I would say. So
one
of my favorites, I would say. Is there a song on the album that personally means most to one of you?
Gosh, every morning I wake up with a different song in my head from this record. But one I keep coming back to is Hanging by a Thread. I think it's you know, a guy going through life kind of struggling as I see it. But it's also just got a lot of energy. You know, I think it's also kind of a fight song. You know, even though things get tough, you know, I'm still going to get through this, but dang it, it's rough right now. But I love the Middle Eastern guitar part in it, just the energy of the song.
Yeah. I've been listening to Looking Out for Number One a lot lately. It kind of gets stuck in your head. And, you know, it's almost like sarcastic because it's talking about how people are always looking out for themselves, especially more now than ever, and especially with the internet. And so I wanted to say that. I'm singing it as if it's me, but I'm really creating, it's a reflection of what I see in society.
Okay. So you are playing for 38 years as The Offspring with your real name. So have you developed any special rituals before you do your gigs, personally or as a band?
We don't. We've never really had any kind of like, okay, group hug, you know, or, you know, a little prayer session, high fives. you know, we just kind of hang out and, you know, we do like fist bumps, I think, before we go on stage. Maybe give each other the middle finger occasionally.
We maybe stretch a little bit more than we used to.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A little bit more stretching, a little bit more warming up.
Okay.
I usually have two beers. I'm going to be honest. I have two beers before we play. Sometimes three.
It's his ritual.
Yeah.
That's fine, I would say. You have more fun. I don't know. So you are also playing shows with Green Day, I have seen. So are you looking forward to that as well?
Yeah, for sure. Those guys are such a great band. They always kind of push us to be on top of our game too, you know. But I think, you know, we share a lot of similarities with that band, you know, like the pop punk, you know, really powerful songs, but also very melodic and sing along, different, but similar. So, yeah, I think those shows are going to be amazing. I think the fans are in for a real treat that, you know, at those shows.
Yeah, I also would love to come there. But I also asked myself if there is also, I mean, you are like forming your bands in the same time, around the same time. Do you still learn something from each other, you would say?
I think so, if you pay attention. you know, we first ran into those guys. Well, I met them in Berkeley when they were Green Day, and then we ran into them in Texas. But Billy Joe was playing guitar for a different band, and Mike was singing for a different band. It was Corrupted Morals and Crummy Musicians, and they were filling in for those bands. And we played a show with them somewhere in Texas. No one got paid, and so Billy Joe climbed up on the marquee and took everyone's letters off the marquee and handed out the band's letters to the prospective bands. So we go way back with those guys. You know, I think they're still, I mean, they're still on top of their game, you know, putting on the best shows they've ever done, still making great music.
Right. So you guys also have a podcast, Time to Relax with the Offspring. Do you have a guest that you wish to talk to within that podcast?
Oh, gosh, that's a good one. I would love to have Jack Black on the podcast.
He would be great.
I think he'd be phenomenal.
He'd be really great.
Great actor, great musician. I'm a big Tenacious D fan. So maybe have both him and NKG on.
Dexter, do you have also a
voice? Oh, do I have one? Oh, I mean, yeah, you could go a million directions with this, right? Jack Nicholson would be one. John Fogerty would be one. I'd like to have, this is going to sound out of left field. You might not know who this is, but I'd like to have Marilyn McCoo on.
Marilyn McCoo, all right.
Part of Age of Aquarius and Fifth Dimension. And,
right.
You know, she's had an amazing career, and she came up through, I think, some times that were probably difficult during, all that stuff. And it'd be really cool to have her on.
I would not have expected that. I but that's a great fit choice, I think.
There you go. Yeah.
Really nice. What was your intention to start this podcast, actually?
Really just to give us an excuse to talk about what we do, you know, with the band, and talk to other musicians, friends of ours who you know, do similar projects, similar types of music. That was really it.
Okay. Fine. So I also have a more personal question. Which bands have you listened to in your youth? And are they kind of your role models right now?
Like before we got into punk rock, who did we listen to?
Yeah, when you were, I don't know, 16, 17, around that.
Oh, I was into punk rock by then, so yeah.
That's when we listened to, it was the Ramones and the Sex Pistols and the Dead Kennedys, and I mean, there's lots of them.
Some lesser-known bands from Orange County were TSOL and the Adolescents. We loved those bands. You know, they had the energy, but they also had songs, you know, a lot of creativity going on in those.
The Clash, we should mention the Clash too. Sure. There are so many great bands back then. And they did influence us when we were starting and trying to figure out how they were playing their songs and what they did on the guitar and stuff. It was really cool to try to figure out the puzzle.
Yep.
Okay. Coming back to album Supercharged. I already listened to it, so I know what the songs are, kind of, or how they are. But what would you say to your fans? What can they look forward to?
Yeah, gosh, there's something. Well, I think this record, and we've been told this by a lot of the journalists and a lot of the fans that have already heard it, and our friends, that this sounds like old Offspring. I've heard people say it sounds like Smash. I've heard people say it sounds like Americana. I think somebody even just said it sounds like Conspiracy of One recently. You know, so it's got all that Offspring stuff. I think what's different about this record is there's no song out of left field. There's no weird song with horns in it or, you know, synth-driven song. It's all pretty much straightforward Offspring songs.
We wanted it to be high energy and punk rock, and we wanted it to just to sound like true Offspring on this record.
Yeah, it's funny that you're saying that, because a colleague of mine was next to me when I played one of his songs, and she's like, yeah, that sounds like Offspring. So I think it's a good answer in that way. So, you also played on festivals this year. Do you have any favorite drinking game, or do you play drinking games?
We drink a lot. It's not a game. We take our drinking seriously.
Like all the games.
We used to play, you know, a bunch of games, kind of like, you know, beer pong or whatever, you know, different games like that. There was a game called Quarters. We used to always hang out when we were younger. Now we just kind of drink and do shots, drink beer, do shots.
Nice. Yeah, that's also...
It's fun.
Just basic. That's fine.
We got to do the Metal Hammer Awards the other night. It was great because we got to drink while we were doing it. Like, we were kind of laughing about how we're drinking at work right now. Yeah. Isn't this great? But we do that every night on tour.
Yes.
Nice. But how were the awards? Did you enjoy them? Because also colleagues have been there.
Yeah, it was fun. We're not public speakers so much, so getting up and like presenting an award was kind of, you know, different, getting up and speaking and talking in front of an audience. But we also do that at our show, so it wasn't that difficult. It's a little more, I guess, nerve-wracking for a different reason than going out and playing our music. Going out and playing music, that's, you know, I still get nervous before every show, but that's what I do. You know, I love doing that.
I would also be, and I'm nervous right now as well.
Okay.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah, but you are kind of the biggest band I've done so far, so that's the reason why. And I'm do I have another question? I actually had one, and I just forget it. Have you planned anything for your release? Do you do something like also a special ritual, or do you celebrate your release in October as a band?
We're talking about maybe doing a small show somewhere or a listening party. We don't have any definite plans yet.
Yeah. All that's kind of in the works. I think it's just we're kind of slapdashing it together at the last minute because we're almost a month away. Anything we do. But we want to do something intimate but fun, have some fans there, you know, our friends and family as well.
It's always fun to do something for the fans when a release comes out and stuff. And we've done some stuff before, had some signings and stuff, and it's just always tricky finding the right thing because you want to hang out with your fans, but you also have to realize that they're anxious to hear the record, but they don't know it yet. So they're kind of just listening. It's not like the same kind of party you might have at a live show.
Okay. So thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a successful album release, but I guess it will be.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for talking with us. And you did great. Thank you for all the thoughtful questions. Yeah, it was good.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.